Today's shir is Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Nun Gimel. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem's Baruch and Daf Nun Be'ez Amud Be'ez towards the bottom of the Amud, the Mishnah. It says the Mishnah Mitzvah Sanachnakim. We know that one of the other types of Mises Bezdin is Chanika. So ask the Mishnah Mitzvah Sanachnakim, how was the Mitzvah Chanika administered? That they would put the person in manure until his knees, because again, we are concerned that he should not move around and we want him to stay in one place. Another pshat is that because he may soil himself because of the fear of death, he should not be obvious because that's the way he's in manure anyway. Another pshat that I saw Teres Yisrael suggest is that the people who actually administered the Chanukah were the Edim, and we want that the Edim should be able to do this in the most simple manner. He's just standing still, and they'll pull the cloth around his neck. Nice and sudah kosh l'toich rakam. They put a coarse material into a soft material, the karech al tzavaroi, and they tie it around his neck. They wrap it around his neck. Zeh moshech etzloi. The two Edim, as the Pasuk says, Yad Edim, Tibay Bereshayna, pull the material in each one of their directions, At Chanav Sheyotzes, until he expires. Tan Rabbanan, the Torah says, regarding an Eishes Ish, who had an adulterous relationship. The Pasuk says, V'ish Sheyinef as Eishes Ish, Ashenef as Eishes Re'ehu, Mois Yuna Mus Hanoyef and Yefes. Ish, we learn from the Ish, word ish, that it's an adult prat l'katan. If it was a katan who did the act, it's not the there's no chiv misa. And even though there was an act to be, as we're going to say, he was over 9 years old, so he's still not chayiv. So of course the Rishonim ask, of course he's not chayiv misa, he's a katan. So Rishonim answer that we would think that because the woman is getting killed for this act, the man, the boy, should similarly be chayiv misa. Teaches the Mishnah that no, that there's no chayiv misa to the child, even though he is the one that caused it to do the aveira. However, if the boy is not 9 years old, so then the halacha is that that act of bia is not considered a halachic act of bia. And there's no chi misa even for him, for her. Asher yinafas eishes ish, prat leishes cotton. If there's a woman who's married to a cotton, then she's not considered an eishes ish. And since she's not considered an eishes ish, that's why there's no chi misa. So of course the Rishonim ask, is the Mishnah coming to tell us that a woman who's married to a cotton is not considered married? Of course she's not considered married. A cotton doesn't have the ability to be Mekadosh and Isha, to marry a woman. So what are we learning here? The answer is that what would be if you had a cotton who's 9 years old and did Yibum with a sister-in-law? So Midaraisa, all that's required for that marriage to be consummated is an act of Bia. Since there was an act of Bia, because he's over 9 years old, and we just discussed that the bia of someone who's over 9 years old is considered a bia. So therefore, we would consider it maybe that they are married. Teaches us the Gemara, that she's not considered married at all, and she's not an eshes ish. Eshes reyu prat leishes acherim. That if she's married to a non-Jew is not able to do kedushin. The Torah doesn't recognize that kedushin, and again, she's not an eishes ish. And then the pasuk says, "Mois yumus." The punishment for this is chenek. Says the Gemara, ask the brayso on itself. Ata oim chenek. Are you certain that the chiy misas chenek or ena elabachem kol misas hamura b'Torah? Maybe it's one of the other misas that the Torah gives. Amrit kamak ushnem misa b'Torah. Stam says the brayso rule. Whenever the Torah says that the person who did this aveir is chayiv misa, without specifying which misa, So the halacha is e atarishoy en atarishoy lahachmalah. The mashal lahachmalah, we can't choose one of the stricter. We choose el alahakala. We choose the easiest misa, and this misa, the misa of chenek, is considered the easiest misa. So posh pshat that what is the reason we choose chenek? It's because sofak nefashas lahakal. We always go lekula, but the Asman deraisa says that the concept of sofak lahakal means that if we don't know if the person is chay misa or not, we say sofak nefashas lahakal and we won't kill the person. But this is not the situation here. In the situation we are now discussing, the individual is certainly chay misa. The entire discussion that we're having is which misa are chayiv. So he says that that's not a case of sofak nefashas lahakal. He says the reason over here we choose the easiest misa, the least severe misa, is a concept that we've learned many times in our shurim, and that is the concept of v'ahavt l'reach kamecha, b'rar lo misa yafa, choose for him the easiest death. And if chenek is the easiest death, that's why that's given to him. Rabbi Yochanan Meloy Bnei Shikala. That can't be the reason, because it's not. He says that chenek is not the least severe misa. Saif is the least severe misa. El komis amur b'torim stam and el chenek. He just says whatever the Torah says. Misa means chenek. Rabbi Omer, Omer will explain this. Rabbi Omer nema meis b'dei shemayim. The pasuk speaks about misa b'dei shemayim, where the pasuk speaks about they didn't want to do yibum with tamar, and the pasuk says v'yom agam oisoi v'nema misa b'dei adam, as we just learned ma misa amav b'dei shemayim misa shem by roishem, when the person passes away, there's nothing, his body is still the same. Av misa amav b'dei adam misa shem by roishem. And the only misa that has no roshim, then leaves no mark on the person, is chenek, says the Gemara, Vemis Reifa, because as we discussed extensively in our previous shir, Sreifa, when the Torah says that the misa is Sreifa, it's Sreifas Neshama v'guf kayim. So if it's Sreifas Neshama v'guf kayim, that too is a misa that isn't noticeable. So if we're saying that the misa has to be a misa that has no, that's not noticeable, that could be accomplished with sreifa as well. Answers the Gemara, Binakam Rachmana. Since the Torah singles out the Bas Koyin b'sreifa, Bas Koyin kisech liznois, a severe michalalos b'esh tisarif, b'chlal, that when we're speaking in our Gemara, not a Bas Koyin, we're speaking a Bas Yisrael, it's La Bas Sreifa. She's not getting Sreifa. Otherwise, what would it mean that the Torah is singling out a Bas Koyin? Says the Gemara, Bishlam le Rabbi Yonason, that the reason that we say Stam Misa is Chenek, could have come far as Rabbi Tama. As he has explained, we learn it, this Gzer Shava, Misa B'dei Odom, from Misa B'dei Shemayim. And even though, explains the Aruch Haner, there are other misas where it's not, there's no roshim. But he explains, from all the misas that have no roshim, that leave no mark, chenek is the easiest, is the least severe of those misas. So we combine these two concepts, and that's why it's chenek. El Rabbi Yoshia, according to Rabbi Yoshia, my dik chenek ba'olam. So he's saying that why do we give chenek? Because chenek is the least severe of the misas, and therefore we give the least severe misa. But who says there is such a misa that that's one of the prescribed misas? Amos Saif, maybe there are only three misas, and Saif will be the least severe, and that will be the Stam Misa that the Torah speaks about. Answers the Gemara, Amarava Abba Misas Gemara Gemirla. They had a Loch L'Moshe Sinai that there are Abba Misas. There are just three. So says the Gemara, my, what do Rabbi Yonasan mean when he said loy b'nei shikala? That's not the reason it's chenek. Because says the Gemara, kamifiki, Rabbi Yoshe and Rabbi Yonasan are disagreeing with the same, have the same achloikis, but plucked the Rabbi Shimon Rabbonim. We know Rabbi Shimon holds that, we know the Rabbonim hold that chenek is the least severe misa. Rav Shimon actually holds that Saif is the least severe misa. So we can't say that the reason that when we don't know what misa to give, we give chenek because it's the least severe misa, because according to Rav Shimon, and according to Rav Yonasan now, that not it's not the least severe misa. Amalei Rav Zeir Labaya, Shanes Galim, the Torah does, some places the Torah says explicitly that the chiv misa skila. There are other places, we're going to learn a list of averus for which, as in the next Mishnah, for which there is a chiv skila, but in those, not in all those cases, does the Torah say explicitly that the chiv is skila. So ask the Gemara, Shan skam the like sibu skila. The other averus, where the Torah doesn't explicitly say that the misa skila, the gamri be ayv yadoni, and we learn it from Gzeir Shav from ayv yadoni, that Ovi Yadoni is Chayv Skila. Here too they will be Chayv Skila. Ask them of my Gamri, how do we learn out those halachas from Ovi Yadoni? Do we learn it with Gzeir Shava, that in Ovi Yadoni, by Ovi Yadoni, the Torah used the word Mois Yemusu, and here too, by these different Averis, the Torah used the word Mois Yemusu, and that's why we learned that Gzeir Shava, that there's a Chayv Skila, the main bomb, Gamri. The Torah uses the words the main bomb by Ovi Yadoni, and by these averus, the Torah uses the words the main bomb. So that's no how we know that the misa is skila. Amalei, b'demayim bomb, Gamri. The Moshe Musa Gamri, it says the Gemara, we learn it from the Gzeir Shav of the main bomb. Because if you're going to say we learn it from Gzeir Shav from the words Moshe Musa, then we will have a question. The mayim, what is the purpose of the Torah saying, lamali, what will we be? Says Gemara, so I saw that the Mefarshim asked a question, how could we ever have said that we learn from Mois Yemusu? There are a lot of places the Torah says Mois Yemusu, as we started our shiur today, and the chiv is not skila. And the Mefarshim explained that that's included in the Gemara's question. As we're going to learn the Gemara, how can we suggest that we should learn it from Mois Yemusu? If that's going to be the case, then there'll be chiv skila in so many cases where we just said that the chiv is chenek. Elamai, but the main gemamri. So how do we know that there's chiv skila by these various averus that we're going to learn from Gzeir Shav the main bomb? So ask the Gemara. If that's the case, Mois Yemusu lamali. What are the words Mois Yemusu here to teach us? Kritanya. We only learn from here that we should kill the murderer through the misa that the Torah says he should receive. If for whatever reason you can't accomplish that, then you administer whatever you can. Tamaloimer, Mois Yumas, Wish Hamaka, Mikomokim. You should kill him no matter what. So now the Gemara has taught us a new halacha. The halacha is that if we can't kill him the way we're supposed to, then kill him in any way, in any other way. However, this halacha, that we should use any mean of execution, is only in the case of a murderer. In other capital offenses, if we can't give the misa the Torah prescribed, then he doesn't get any misa. The Devaz explains, because a murderer is dangerous to the society, and therefore since a murderer is dangerous to society, then we have to eliminate him. But that isn't the same by anybody else. Tosfos, however, says that the halacha is actually not the way to understand the Gemara. He says, by murderer, we have to eliminate him, and we can't eliminate him with the misa that the Torah says with Saif. We should do whatever we can, any type of misa is bezdin. When all other people are chayiv misa, and we can't do the misa that the chayiv, it doesn't mean we should let him off the hook. If we could do one of the Daba Mises Bezdin, then we should do one of the Daba Mises Bezdin. If we can't do that, then the halacha is that we don't kill him. But if we could do one of the Dal Mises Besdin, even though it's not the Mises Besdin that the Torah prescribes, then we should do that Misa. But then the Rambam has a different approach to this Gemara. The Rambam's approach is that anybody who's Chayiv Misa, we should eliminate, and we can't do the Misa that the Torah requires, we should do whatever we can. The Rambam says that what is special over here by a murderer is that, as we've been learning, we keep on repeating, there's a din of Yad Ha'edim Tiyabai Berishoina, that the Edim should be the first to kill the person who did the Avera. And that is a halacha by all people who did an Avera. Except, says the Rambam, when we speak about a murderer. When we speak about a murderer, there's a whole new consideration. And that is that since the murderer is a menace to society, so we have to eliminate him, so we forego the requirement of Yad Edim Tibay Barishoina in order to be able to eliminate him as quickly as possible. Says the Gemara. Amalei Rav Racham Adifta L'Ravina. When we start with the question, then when we learn from Ivy Yadoni, how do we learn? Do we learn from the main bum, or do we learn from Moshe Musu? Says the Gemara, even Moshe Musa Gamri, if the limit is for Moshe Musa, Micah Kashale, what was your question? Ilema Eshes Ishka Kashale, as we said before, the question is, why do we say, as we said earlier in our shir, that an Eshes Ish is Chayiv Chedek, maybe she should be Chayiv Skila, Lemeso Lemigmar Moshe Yumas Ma'ivi Yadaini, why don't we say that we should learn from Ivy Yadaini and say Malahalan Beskila, just like Ivy Yadoni's Chayiv Skila, Afkan Beskila, says the Gemara, that can't be. Because Mid Am Rachmana, as we discussed in our previous Shurim, the Torah singled out an Arusa that had an adulterous relationship, that she's Chayiv Skila. Mechlal, that's clearly an indication the Nesua, who is not treated as severely as an Arusa, is not getting Skila. It must be Chenek. So that's why Moshe Musu that the Torah uses by Ivan Yadoni and the Torah uses the same word by Eish Hashish that was Mazana wasn't what's bothersome to the Gemara. The Torah says that somebody who strikes a parent is Chayv Chenek, and the question was, if we're learning from Moshe Musu, L'maisi L'migmim Ivan Yadoni, why don't we learn from Ovi Yadini that just like Ovi Yadini, the Misa is explicitly Skila, so too Maka Aviv should be Skila, says the Gemara. Ad the Gamrim Ovi Yadini, the reason that's not a question, why don't we learn from Eish Hashish? And they, in other words, the Torah uses the words Moshe Musa by Ovi Yadini. Torah uses Moshe Vosu by an Eish Hashish and a Suh has Mazana. And the Torah is using it by Maka Aviv Imei. And the Gemara is teaching us a rule. If you can learn it lekula, or you can learn it lechumra, if you should give chenik or skila, that loch is that we always go lekula. So the question that I saw that Achroinim ask is, why didn't the Gemara just say that there's a rule that whenever we have a gzeira shava, we could go lahachma lahakal, we go lahakal. So the Achroinim explained that that's only by a hekesh. And this is a gzeir shava. That's what the Gemara had to say, this wording, yatusha lamach shalahachma lahakal. Amalei, says the Gemara, shayin eskalam gufay kakashalei. The question is, as we're going to learn, that there are many other people who do an aver to get the chiv skila. Dibim Moshe Musa Gamri, and the Gemara is saying, if the basis is because the Torah uses the word Moshe Musu by then, and the Torah uses Moshe Musu by Ovi Yadoni, the question is, add the Gamrim Ovi Yadoni, instead of learning from Ovi Yadoni, Ligmam Eish Hashish. And that's why the Gemara said, if that's going to be the source from Ovi Yadoni, there are going to be many cases where the question is, why should it be Skila? It should be Chenek. And we learned the Mayim Bom, so there's a new halacha, that wherever the Torah uses the words the Mayim Bom, there's a chiv skila, just like there is by Ovin Yadoni. So says the Mishnah Elahin in the Skolem, the following people are chayv. Skila baal aim. If somebody has relations with his mother, relations is av. His father's wife, even though she is not his mother. Falakala on his daughter-in-law. Falazachar, act of homosexuality. Valabahema on an animal. Isha mehevis behema, if a woman causes an animal to have relations with her. Hamagad, if somebody, Rahman Slan curses Hashem. Havid Avitz Chacham worships Avodah Zarah. Anoisim Zarah Lamailach. They had this procedure where they used to take the child through two flames of fire and for worshiping Avodah Zarah. Baloi V'yadoni Chalas HaShabbos V'makal Aviv Me'iroi. It's interesting to point out that as we're learning in our shir, the halacha of Mekalel is more serious than the halacha of Makkah of Imai. Because Makkah of Imai is Chayiv Chenek, but Makkah of Imai is Chayiv Skila. And the reason is, why is it treated more severely, says Rashi, because HaMakkah, whenever the Torah speaks about Makkah, it refers to an individual who used Hashem's name. So Makkah comes with two averis. What he did towards his parents, and he was Moitzi Shem Shemayim Levatola. Whereas somebody who's Maka of Avimai only acted improperly towards his parents, but didn't get a Kadosh Baruch Hu more involved. The Ramban has a different approach. The Ramban says that it's more frequent that somebody would curse a parent than hit a parent. And therefore, since it's a more frequent Avera, the Torah wanted to stop it and gave it a more serious Einish. Habal Nar Marasa, somebody has Mazana with a Nar Marasa, Vamesis, somebody tries to convince an individual to worship Avodah Zarah. Hamadiach, if somebody tries to convince a group, a city, a group to be Avodah Zarah, Machashiv, Kishiv, or Ben Sarah Mayram. Begins the Mishnah, Habal Aim, if somebody has relations with his mother, Chayiv Allah, if he did it B'shoigig, now Mishnah is now speaking about Shagig, because it has to be speaking about Shagig, because you can't kill a person twice. So we're obviously talking about when somebody did the Avera B'Shagig, and the question is, how many carbon chattis will you be chayiv? That's the way Rashi learns the Gemara. The Meiri learns the Gemara that the question is regarding Hasra. As we know, before somebody does an Avera to be chayiv, Mises Bezdin, he had to have a proper Hasra. And the Gemara's discussion here is, what is the Hasra, what would be considered a proper Hasra? So says the Mishnah, Bala Aim, Chayiv La Mishum Aim, the Zisha Aim, and she's also Chayiv Mishum Eshes Av, his father's sister. Rabbi Yudaimer, Ain a Chayiv Ella Mishum Aim Bilvad, the Gemara will explain why. Habal Eshes Av, somebody has relations with his father's wife, Chayiv. Again, the two chatos, Mishim Eishis Av or Mishim Eishis Ish. This halacha, the halacha is that Eishis Ish is only applicable as long as she's a married woman. This of Eishis Av applies Bein B'chai Ova Bein Lach Mitzavav, whether the father is still alive or not. Bein Min Erison, and whether this woman was married to the father with only Erison, or Bein Min Nesun, that they even had Nesun. Habal Kalasa, somebody has relations with his daughter-in-law. Chayiv Aleah, that two carbon chattis, Mishum Kalasa, because she's a daughter-in-law, and Mishum Eishes Ish, because she's an Eishes Ish. The halacha of Eishes Ish is only as long as they're still married. But the halacha of Kalasa applies, Bein B'chai B'noi, Bein L'Achemis B'noi, whether the son is still alive or not. Whether the son had erison only with this wife, or he had nesun, says the Gemara Tanya Rabbi Yudaima, Imlai Hos Ima Ruil Aviv. If the mother was a woman that should not have been married to the father, we'll see what that means in a second. Ein Chayiv El Mishem Ein Bilvad. Then the halach is that he's only Chayiv for her being a mother, but not Alts Eishes Av. Ask the Gemara, as we just said, what is the definition, my Enaruyla? What is meant when it said Enaruyla? Ilay Mechayv Akrisis Vechayv Mises Bezdin, that the Isser that was involved in that marriage is that then the father was not allowed to marry this woman because it's an issacharis to be married to that woman. It's a Mrs. Besdin. Mechlal the Rabbanon. Can we suggest that Rabbanon Savri will hold that there's such a severe impediment to that marriage and she's still considered Eishes Av? How could that be? The Rabbanon will also agree that if there's an issacharis in this marriage, if this is a business marriage, less like Kedushin Begavo, the Kedushin is meaningless. Ella, it's speaking about that the Isser of this of his father being married to this woman is a Chai V'lavin. And Rabbi Yehuda, Savlak Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yehuda follows the opinion of Rabbi Kiva, the Omar, Rabbi Kiva's opinion is, Ein Kedushin Taifsin B'Chai V'lavin. And therefore, they're not considered married. Ask the Gemara, Moser of Aishia, how can we say that Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Kiva? That when there's a Chai V'lavin, Kedushin is not valid, the Mishnah Masech the Yevamos, the Chof Amar Aleph, speaks about a situation where there's a woman who falls to Yibam to her brother-in-law, and there's an Isser Mitzvah Isser Kedusha in their relationship, that the halacha in such situation is that chalitzas they should do chalitza v'lo misyabmos. And the Gemara explained Isser Mitzvah. What is an Isser Mitzvah? Shnius b'divrei seifrim. A woman who's an erva midrabbanan. My karle Isser Mitzvah. And why is such a woman, why is such a relationship called this a mitzvah? Because mitzvah l'shmai devei chachamim. We have to follow the what Chazal teach us. And someone who doesn't is considered that he violated issa mitzvah. Issa kedusha. What is the definition of issa kedusha? Amano kain gadol, grusha v'kachutzel kain hejit. And my karle issa kedusha. Why they call issa kedusha the ksiv? The Torah and the parsha of Kuna says, kedoshim, you lalakeyan. And that's why it's called Eskadusha, V'tana law. And the Brisa, who comes to explain that Mishnah, says Rabbi Yehuda Machlef. Rabbi Yehuda said just the opposite. Issa mitzvah is amonel kain godel and grush v'chlutzel kain hejit. And that and Issa Kedusha are shnius medivrei seifrim. Why are shnius called according to Rabbi Yehuda Issa Kedusha? Because the pasuk says Eila mitzvah tziva Hashem at the end of Sefer VeYikra, and the halacha is that we have to follow all of the mitzvahs of Hashem that Chazal established, and Abaye teaches us that kol ha-mekayim divrei chachamim nikra kaddish. Anybody who follows what Chazal teach us is considered a kaddish. Rava says, because the halacha is kaddish atzma b'motalach, that even though technically midaraisa these women may be married to us, but we have an obligation to be mekaddish ourselves and not marry a woman that Chazal felt we shouldn't marry. So what do we see? Chaluf Yehuda Machluf. Rabbi Yehuda just, it was a question of terminology. HaChalitza, but the basic halacha that Mishnah teaches us, that there's no Yibam, but there is Chalitza, is required. That Rabbi Yehuda will agree is the halacha. But ask the Gemara, Isalkatatach, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Kiva Srile, if we say Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Kiva, the Kedushin is not Taifas B'chai Lovin, says the Gemara Michti. So that means, Chai V'lavin Rabbi Kiva, K'chai V'krisistamim. And according to Rabbi Kiva's view, and now we're saying it's Rabbi Yehuda's view, Chai V'krisis, Chai V'mises Bezdin, Chai Lavin are all the same. And the halacha is that if a woman falls to a brother-in-law for Yibam, but having this relationship would involve Chai V'krisis, so Slav Nei Chalitza V'Yibam Ninhu. So then the halacha ought to be by Chai V'lavin also. If that's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, why does the Mishnah over there say there will be a Chiv Chalitza? Says the Gemara, when Rabbi Yehuda was saying the terminology, he was just focused on the terminology. The Dvar of the Tanakhama Kama. He was saying, you call Issa Mitzvah Shnius Medevrei Seifrim. You hold Issa Kedushas Koyin Lama, Koyin Godel Lamana. I disagree on your application with your application of determination, of the terminology. However, Valay, I in general don't hold like that. I don't hold that there's chalitza at all, because chayv alav is not chiv chalitza. Actually, Tosfos points out the Gemara could have given a different teretz, that even though Rabbi Akiva is so strict with chayv lavin, and we're now saying Rabbi Yehuda agrees with Rabbi Akiva, there are different types of chayv lavin. There is a case that chayv lavin of based on relationship, that because of their relationship, their kurva, that's why there's an iser lav. Then there's an iser lav that is not based on relation. For example, Grush v'chalutz that we just spoke about. So that case, even though it's a chayv lavin, Rabbi Akiva's opinion is, even though it's considered a chayv lavin, even Rabbi Akiva will say the kedushin is typhus, and that's why we could explain that mishnah that way. Kiyosrav Yitzhak Tani Kiratanan, he brought a mishnah, he learned the mishnah as we learned. Rabbi Yehuda ein chayv el mishum ein bilvad. He says that Rabbi Yehuda made a statement that he's only chai because of aim, and he doesn't differentiate if she could have been married to the father or she could have not. And according to Yehuda, even if it was a marriage that the father could have been married, was allowed to be married, he's only chai mishum aim. Ask the Gemara of Tama, Mai, what's the reason? Why is she also not, why if he has relations with her, is he also not chayiv because of Eishes aim? Eishes Av answers the Gemara, Amar Bayit, Amar Kro, Everest Avicha Vimecha, Everest Simcha Lo Yisagala, Imchahi. The Torah, by adding the words Imchahi, is teaching us, Mishim Imayat Mechayvai, that in the case where she's your mother, even though she's also Eishes Av, Mishim Imayat Mechayvai, the only Aveir will be Imay, Viet Mechayv Mishim Eishes Av. Says the Gemara, if that's the way we're going to learn, that when the Torah is saying Imchahi, what the Torah is trying to tell us, that you'll only be chayv for aim and not Eishes Av, when the Torah speaks about an Eishes Av, Ervis Eishes Avicha Loisagala, Ervis Avicha Hi. Should we not learn that Ervis Avicha comes to teach us, Mishim Eishes Av Atamichayvoi, Mishim Atamichayv Mishim Imoi, that on the contrary, you're only chayv for Eishes Av because of Eishes Av and not because of Imoi. Elo, if we're going to say that, Ima she'eshes av, if you'll have a woman who happens to be your mother and your father's wife, then you won't be chayv at all. Because after we look at the two psukim that the Gemara has just analyzed, what will end up being is kai hakam amamle. We look at one pasuk and excludes the iser of eshes av. Kai hakam amamle, the iser of imoy. So says the Gemara, we'll have a very untenable situation. Hashta ima she'ena eshes av. We'll have a situation that if this woman is your mother, but she's not married to your father, you'll be chayiv. If you'll have a woman who's Eishes Av, who's your father's wife, but she happens not to be your mother, you'll be chayiv. And when you have all the reasons that she should be also to you, because she's Imai and Eishes Av, because of these psukim, lemechayiv klal, she won't be chayiv, untenable. Vesu. Furthermore, if we're going to say imcha, to teach us that you, when this woman is your mother, you're only chai because of imcha, and you're not chai because of eshes av, the Rabbanon who disagree and say that if a woman is imcha and also eshes aviv, you're chai for both, what are they going to do, haksiv, what will they do with these words of imchahi? Ella, what is the word of imcha coming to teach us? Humi boilei chav sheshe bereder of idi. It's coming to teach us a different din, to teach us that the chiyuv skila applies whether she's your mother or whether she's ima she'eshes aviv or whether she's not eshes aviv. She only became your mother because your father had violated her. That still, she's still considered your mother. Rabbi Yehuda Nami said, ask the Gemara. That is a very important limud that even Rabbi Yehuda has to subscribe to. And if that's the case, that yichayiv, so where will Rabbi Yehuda say, where Rabbi Yehuda take his halacha from? That you're not chayiv for both. If she's your mother, you're not chayiv for eshes aviv. Elam ravacha bereder avika. the basis for Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is because Amakra, Eves Avicha Eves Mecha Loisagava Imchehi Loisagala Versa, the Torah is teaching us a new halacha. The Torah is teaching us halacha, Mishum Erva Achasat Mechaiva, you only chayiv for one Erva, Viat Mechaiva, Mishtei Arayus, Erves, you're not chayiv for two. So the question is, yes, Rabbi Yehuda is saying only chayiv for one erva, not for two. But why is the erva of Imai and not the erva of Eishes Aviv? So the Sefer Chamer V'Chayi answers, because since the Torah uses the word erva asa next to the word imcha, so we see that imcha is the more severe erva, and you chayiv because of imcha and not mishum Eishes Aviv. El me'ata, says the Gemara, it was saying that when the Torah teaches us this type of wording, ervasa, to teach us you only chayiv for one reason and not for two reasons, the pasuk says, "Ervas kalaska leisagala, eishes pinchehi leisagala avasa." Hachinami, should we say here too as well, "Mishum erva achsat mechayvay," she'll only be chayiv because she's your daughter-in-law. "Viat mechayvay mishtim shtei ervas," not because she's your daughter-in-law and also an eishes ish. But says the Gemara, how could you say that? But Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Habal kalosa chayv l'mishim kalosai l'mishim eishes ish. Bein b'chay b'noi, bein l'ach b'noi. And when we speak about a daughter-in-law, even though the Torah uses the word avasa, we don't find that Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. And Rabbi Yehuda says that you'll be chayiv for both. But if Rabbi Yehuda has this new limit avasa, he should only be chayiv one. What is the answer? Because kivin dechad gufahu, this is the same woman. Afagav the trei isurim nenu, even though they are true isurim, the kalosa in eishes ish, ksiv arvasa, because we're talking about one person. So why don't we say the same by imai who's eishes of kivin dechad gufahu? It's all the same woman who happens to be your mother and your father's wife. Afagav the trei isurim nenu, even though they come with two separate isurim, the Torah uses the avasa. Ella Amar Rava says, Rava, the reason is because imchehi, that you only chayif because of imcha and not because of eishes av. If that's the case, why don't we say, when the Torah spoke about eishes aviv, why don't we say ervas avichehi, that you're not chayif for ima, you're only chayif for eishes aviv? Savar Rabbi Yehuda, ervas avicha, what does it mean? When the pasuk says ervas avicha ervas imcha lo yisagala, doesn't mean that you shouldn't have relations with your father, Mishkav Zacha. It means, Eishes Avicha, the Torah is teaching us that there's an Isser of Eishes Av under all circumstances, even if she's your mother. Maisalah, and how do we know that the Pasuk is not speaking about, when it says, Ervis Avicha, it's not speaking about somebody, Rechmanson, on having relations with the father? He learns it through Xer Shava. The pasuk says ervas avicha leisagala, and that's when the Torah says the iser, das hora, and then the Torah says by the oynish vish es yishkav es eishes aviv ervas aviv galay. So here, when the Torah uses the word, when the Torah says in the second pasuk ervas aviv galay, it's clearly speaking about eishes aviv, because the pasuk began vish es yishkav es eishes aviv. The pasuk that says ervas avicha leisagala applies to his father's wife, not to the father. And the pasuk mashma bein eishes aviv sheimai, that this iser of eishes aviv applies whether she is your mother, bein eishes aviv sheinimai, that she's not your mother. Imai shein eishes aviv, and how do we know if somebody has relations with his mother who's not married to his father? How do we know that's also aser? Tamalayma ervas imcha leisagala, says the Gemara. If that's the case, when the pasuk said imchahi, what's it coming to teach us? Mishum yemat mechayve mishum eishes aviv. So the Torah is teaching us that when this woman is your father's wife, your chayiv, whether she's your mother or not. When she's your mother, she's chayiv because of your mother, not because of eishes aviv.